This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
And it's time to open. It looks like we lost Val already this morning. Val, are you there this morning?
Well, yes. What can I say? I guess so enraptured with the things that I'm reading about, talking about, putting everybody on air, that I actually put the mute button on. So I have unmuted, and we are ready to go. And you can see the team is present. You're listening to Wake in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America, brought to you by www.drvalerieanne.hghbreakthrough.com. Key Media, brag.com, Happily 200, The Coning Company, Sir Jason Winter T, DrVal.com, and Doctors All Spelled Out, and the ever-popular RandyShannon.com. Now, good old Bob at the Home Shopping Network, he said to me years ago, he said, you're changing the world. And I said, oh, thank you so much, you know. But then I started getting in the report from the fact that this show actually shows up. We have one listener in the Ukraine. I love that. I don't know who and how they're listening, but they've been regulars, but they show up quite often. We've got listeners in France. We've got listeners in Australia and Japan, and so he was correct at the time. I thought this was just a U.S. show. So, Bob, the compliment gets more poignant by, as the years go by. Now, if you happen to hear a dog ringing his bell because he wants to be fed, or scratching on the door, or if you hear a coyote howling, or if you hear, oh, let's see, what else could you hear? You could hear an angel singing, because we have those around. Randy's burning. What is it you're burning?
Cinnamon bark. It's actually in my diffuser. Cinnamon, can't say that fast. Cinnamon bark oil. It reminds me of home ec class when we were like in eighth grade, and you'd walk down the hallway at school and you would just smell those cinnamon rolls just
yeah.
in the oven.
So you
that was like the most popular class.
You smell cinnamon. It's Randy, okay? I have no idea what Sherry is up to, but, you know, I know Paul got in late last night, so you might actually hear a snore at some point, but that's okay, Paul. We'll take care of you. Now, what we do is literally we do call in from around the world. We've had calls from Paris, Australia at different times. Like, I haven't had a foreign call in a while, so we should arrange one of those. That's always fun. But what's happening is that we're a Christian nation. We've been a Christian nation for a long time, except we've had a Muslim president for 8 years, and that's put a few flies in the Christian ointment. And one of the interesting pieces of information that Ron, our research director, found for me is the fact that this Muslim of ours, this person who's taken a lot of Jesus Christ out of the world, in our world, because he's a Muslim, and there's even indentations from his prayers on the carpets in the White House. They replaced them. We got to take our spirituality back too, and so that's part of what it's about. And if you've been busy doing other things like avoiding bankruptcy or fighting for your life or having your car taken away from you or working 80 hours a week to pay the bills, and you probably haven't had a chance to notice just how bad it has gotten. So the deep state, and by the way, Barack Obama is very evident in the world, and so I was really happy to hear this morning through one of the videos that Ron sent, and I checked it out. I get up early to see what's latest. It turns out that he's done enough things that it's entirely possible he will be sued by treason. He's been spending our money outrageously. He's been tracking President Trump and showing up in the similar places. The guy is just, he thinks he's president still. And the truth of the matter was, he really never was, because if he'd been our president, he would have been working for us, and he really wasn't doing that. So we are a nation structured in Christian values, and that means the Ten Commandments, and we need to start putting that out into the world. And we also need to really appreciate the men and women who have committed themselves to protect our freedom, and that isn't just soldiers, folks. And certainly I'm so grateful for our military. But it happens to be people like Sherry Vincent and Paul the Plumber and Randy Shannon and Ron Hayes and just many, 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 many people out there, Bill Hargraves, Lonnie Hogan Miller, Tim Turner, who's in jail now because that's where they put him because he was actually winning cases against them. They put him in jail under false charges. I think he's been there like 4 or 5 years now. He spread the word that he's a terrorist. The man has never done anything to anybody. And Karen Hudis, who used to be on the show, who's a really good representative of the, she's a whistleblower for the state. She stopped being on the show because sang him happy birthday on the show a few years back. She thought I was singing to a terrorist.
So when you were singing to what?
Well, it was Tim's birthday, Randy. And Karen Hudis was on the show. And she's very well known in the world of banking. She's a whistleblower. And she really tells it like it is. When I sang happy birthday, you could almost hear her gargling because she believed the rumor that he was a terrorist and she refused to associate with me because I was associating with terrorists. Mm. And she didn't want to hear any different about it.
So interesting.
So
wonder how she's feeling now about Donald Trump. We haven't had her on in a long time. I'd be curious.
She won't be on because she thinks I'm a terrorist.
I haven't seen you do anything in the entire time I've known you except talk radio and go to uplifting, motivational events.
It was when I sang happy birthday to Tim Turner.
She
was talking about like how he was my brother. She was like sealed up like a clam. She lets me follow her on Facebook now, and Ron was a good bridge on that, because when she stopped, she blocked me for a while, because she didn't want to be associated with a terrorist. And, you know, somebody just fed her some misinformation, but that's the kind of stuff that happens. That happens in everybody's life when somebody just stops talking or doesn't want to be there. And a lot of times, it's their interpretation of something that had nothing to do with what they think you said. And I've got a person that was a dear friend that hasn't spoken to me for 10 years for something that I've never figured out. Anyway, you know, you just have to love those people and you have to move on. But you don't have to love McDonald's, Randy. I watched a video from McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
A new one. You like McDonald's
I
french
don't,
fries? You thought the hamburgers might be dangerous because some of them have human DNA in them? You want to hear about the french fries?
Sure.
Say yes.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
McDonald's uses a certain kind of Idaho potato for their french fries.
Okay.
I can't remember which brand of Idaho potato is, but it's one that's very long. It grows thin and long.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't accept any potato that has any kind of a blemish on it. So,
okay.
The only way you can have that potato do that is that you have to poison it like heck. And it takes that lines out of it that are in the potato. So they poison these potatoes to somehow make that line go away. And after they pick the potatoes and put them in the shed, they can't go in the shed for something between 3 and 5 days, or the fumes coming out of the potatoes will actually injure them or kill them.
Wow.
That's McDonald's potatoes following right after McDonald's, you know, human DNA found in McDonald's. I drove by a couple of McDonald's, and every time I drove by one of them, I just went, never, 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 never. We did that show on, you know, Block McDonald's or whatever we called it. But these guys are evil. Their own people can't even pick the potatoes and go in to manage them for 3 to 5 days because they'll be poisoned. What do you think they're doing to us? And this is also you can have a good-looking potato. So what can I say? I'm just disgusted with them. I'm looking next. It says our guest today is Prakash Kumar Bhakta. I'm really disappointed that he couldn't be on air with us today, and he will be on air with us because you are going to love this guy. This guy is a credit expert. But we've got some other fine information for you, and that fine information, let's see, what is that? I'm looking for the judge's name. Oh, yeah.
Miller.
I have a retired judge.
Dale.
The Bean by Dale, and we're going to be pulling some stuff from that for you today so that you can get an update on things that happened, or you're going to be blown away by some of the stuff that you hear in this particular report. So, Randy, have you had, oh, I know, we have to tell him to follow you and to follow me. So you want to tweet Randy at Randy, RANDISHANNON, and you want to tweet me or follow me at Val Kirkgaard, and Kirkgaard has two A's and a number one. The other thing is that we're going to do is that we're going to make this report that's available to you. But what we ask is that you go over to happily200.com and make a $1 donation, because we need to have that supported. And we'll put you on the mailing list over there, and we'll be putting out reports, and we'll be asking for a dollar for each report, because radio costs money and websites cost money, and we need your help with it. So I think you're going to love it. Randy, you were looking at it. What was that report? Before you start, I'll read the first one that got me. I'm just going to do a bit of it, and every one of you can take a glance at this, okay? Now, here's the first part, and this is a retired judge telling all, and he really is, and he's giving us some background, and he says, the Washington Monument was completed in 1884 as a tribute to George Washington and his military government, which is actually a sea-level obelisk that infers that all America is underwater. Now, that's really important, folks. And thus subject to the laws of admiralty. That's it. Have you ever wondered why we have admiralty law when we're on the dirt? Well, here it is. Subject to the laws of admiralty as opposed or contrary to the intended continental civilian government under common law. And this is where they stole it, right here. 1884 is when they made the shift in our legal system, and when our country, our citizens, and they were real citizens at that time. We're not citizens right now, unless you live in Washington, D.C. But the people of the United States of America were free people up until this moment, okay? The pseudo-judges of these pseudo-courts have no powers without the consent of both parties. Do you like that?
Yeah, there has to be two parties. You don't have a deal.
Did you ever know that?
Well, I mean, people were kind of duped on this whole thing, and not everybody understands it. I know people that are experts in admiralty law, and they just don't get any of this.
Well, let me tell you, I've been reading so much stuff this week because, as you know, I'm supposed to be in foreclosure sale on Tuesday, and that is never going to happen. But I also have incredibly limited income, and I pay my bills, and the idea of bankruptcy did not appeal to me. Now, Randy, did you read that part?
Let me bring up a couple of things here. Now, you mentioned the CUSIP number, CUSIP. Because I hosted a call for 5 years, I had no expertise in any of this, but it did all make me curious. Because, you know, just because my mom and dad told me that there was a Santa Claus didn't mean that there was. And so you kind of have to dig to find the truth. You can't just take everything at face value. And so I actually went to a website called fidelity.com when the controls were looser. And I had somebody's help. I didn't do it, you know, myself. And we took my Social Security card, flipped it over, and there were some numbers on it in red, if I remember when we did it. And they punched it in there, and it showed the site capped out at about 3,600. That was, you couldn't get numbers higher than that. And what the 3,600 is, companies that are trading your number. So when you put in my Social Security number, it came up as me, and there was all kinds of companies that had their hand in that number. Well, interestingly enough, if you think about it, I didn't get a Social Security card until I was in high school. It wasn't mandated. Now when a child is born, they take the papers to the mother of the newborn and say, hey, sign this, get this, da-da-da-da. It's just much easier to do it right here. Because I remember, because that's what happened to me when I had my kids. And here's the thing. How is that newborn child locked into a contract on that number for the rest of their life when it was signed by somebody else and they were clearly a minor? So it's the one contract that they hold you to for life. How can that be? So that I have real problems with that. Now, I will say in this document, Judge Dale. There's a section in there on divorce, and I love the divorce section. But it's actually incorrect, because I do know somebody who put that into play, went to Puerto Rico, and none of this was accurate on the divorce. Now, Judge Dale said years later, after this, and I have no idea who this person is. I've never spoke to them, never had any contact with them, but I did some research on them, and they did say, oh, well, the law's obviously changed, because that divorce section is incorrect.
And then you go, ignore it.
Right. Well, that could be, but I don't know. So it didn't work is the bottom line. So, and then when you go to the foreclosure section of this document, and this is allegedly a whistleblowing judge, which I've heard of this from a handful of people over the years, couldn't pin it down to who it was, but I've heard of these conversations of judges saying, it's neat to see somebody finally wake up and see the truth when somebody will go into the private judges' chambers and have these conversations with them. So I was curious about bankruptcies and foreclosures. So when we hosted the call, I brought on all kinds of people that, you know, said that they were experts or knew something or had golden nuggets that they could share. I did not have a foreclosure myself. I did not have a bankruptcy myself. But I did go to Fort Lauderdale a couple of times and sit through bankruptcy, I don't know if you would call it court, but the people would sit with the actual trustee, which this is the guy who decides what you have that's worthy and not worthy that they can take and grab from you and sell off. I found it to be a repulsive place to sit. It was very cold. Yeah.
I was there. It's not only that, you actually get to watch everybody lose their home.
Yes, it's gut-wrenching to see people give up everything.
And that was part of my commitment, to find ways to get them, because you have to use certain language and you have to be certain about it. And the language, I think, is similar, but I don't know that it's the same in all states. The point being is that this admiralty law thing gives a whole different set of rules on the land rather than so the Constitution can be ignored.
Well, let me tell you, I witnessed a girl who brought this up, and she did this on the ledger, what you're talking about. And explain on the ledger what it is that you're saying to do, and then I'll tell you what I witnessed.
Great, I will do that, because the more information on this, the better. And as I'm saying, it's not the same in all states. I'm just flipping back to it, Randy, so I can refer to it.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, I wrote down the Queen. I love the Queen this week. Bless her heart. The Queen took down the mayor of London, who happens to be a Muslim, because he tried to block Obama's visit. Let's see, I'm finding it right now. Here's the reason for using the bankruptcy courts. List all of your debts on one schedule, and when it comes to listing your assets, include your birth certificate and a CUSIP number. The value of the mutual fund investment for your birth certificate can also be found on the line using the CUSIP number under Fidelity Investments. You will then discover that it is worth multi-millions, but you must have the CUSIP number on your asset schedule or the birth certificate will be discharged as frivolous See, I think what the judge did was that they just did it anyway. They just discharged it as frivolous, and they do that. It was really funny, because when I was in bankruptcy court, Randy, I went in as a UCC banker, okay? I did all the paperwork for that. And as a UCC banker, and I was registered and everything, I had the right to write bonds on a certain kind of paper. They've got all these little things. You got to put stars on one page and initial it in blue ink, and blue ink for the ocean. That's why you use blue ink on the documents when you submit things to court. I mean, they could have done something like submit black ink, and it would have messed things up, you know? They've got so many ways of discrediting what you're doing. Anyway, the birth certificate will be discharged as frivolous by the judge and trustee. The bankruptcy judge will then appoint a lawyer trustee to dissolve the mutual fund investment, pay off your debts, and the balance must be paid to you. This procedure usually attracts the attention of the Department of Justice because they don't want the trustee lawyer to screw up and shortchange the Vatican, the Federal Reserve, and the corporate United States, and so they tend to warn or threaten the trustee, so you have to be very careful. Most of these mutual fund investments usually involve a group of between 10 to 25 birth certificates, and as so, a fraction of mutual funds belong to you. The bankruptcy judge will not certify the final dispensation without the lawyer trustee can prove his math in every aspect of the work, because the judge inherits responsibility for the trustee areas. See, one of the things that I got, the woman I got this from, Randy, she said that all of her paperwork was perfect and it had won in other states and stuff. And she got, she sent me a pile of stuff. This was part of it. She said, but unless you're firm in what you're saying, they'll just walk right over you. And that's exactly that letter that I sent to Frappin' and Drappin' and Droopin'.
Okay.
I said, words come up when I think of those people. We're ready for the Dr. Dave. Okay, so we're going to do Dr. Dave, and then we'll come back to this after the break. We'll say thank you to our sponsors. Actually, those of you sitting at your computer, just hop right over and take a look at our sponsors on the webpage. Without them, we wouldn't be here, and without you, we wouldn't be here either. So here's a possibility of health for your future.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Carpenter, and I wanted to talk to you quickly about how important it is that you take Thrive HGH for a sufficient amount of time to optimize growth hormone in your body again. Experts say it takes 6 months once your HGH has dropped down to get it back up to optimum levels, particularly if you're doing it with a product like Thrive HGH. As you probably already know, your growth hormones are optimum at age 25, and they drop off very quickly to about 15% of that optimum level by the time you're in your mid-40s, and down to less than 10% by the time you're 60. So let me put a picture together, if I can, of how that might look to you and why it's so important that you give your body time on this product for it to accumulate to an optimum level again. Let's just use an arbitrary number of 100 and say that 100 units of growth hormone in your body is optimum. That's the amount you had at age 25. So at age 40, you're down to around 15 units. And at age 60, you're under 10 units. And so let's say that you're starting on this product and you're age 60, just as an example. Okay? So you start taking Thrive, and we know that Thrive will increase your body's output of growth hormone by 682%, not quite 7 times. But just to make the math easy, let's do 7 times, okay? So you're at a level of 8 units right now. Remember, optimum is 100. You're at 8. You take Thrive, and within a couple of hours, your body is producing about 56 units, about 7 times as much as you started with. But you can see very quickly that even though 56 is a huge improvement, it's still way less than 100, which is your optimum level. Getting from that 56 up to 100 takes several months. And again, the experts say it takes most people about 6 months to get there. And that's why I tell people it is so important that you stay on Thrive. Give it 6 months to let your body experience the optimum levels. And then, of course, there's some healing time involved. Once the optimum levels are reached, your body will respond faster, but it still takes time to heal some of those things that you've accumulated over your lifetime. So, good thriving, and talk to you later.
And there we go. And with that, Abs, how are you doing, Abs? Sherry?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm doing really well. Still, my skin is improving, and I just feel great. I have a lot of energy and building more muscle. So I have nothing but good things to say about it.
Yeah, well, I went to the doctor yesterday, and I'm 76, so I can't imagine. I think my human growth hormone was probably down to like 4 to 6 or something like that. So I hadn't seen the doctor, Dr. Sherilyn Lee. I just love this woman. I hadn't seen her for like maybe 4 months or something like that, which is about how long I have 3 months. And she said, "You've got muscle mass."
Great.
Oh yeah, because I didn't feel like I had muscle mass. I felt like I'm being so stressed by this putting things together to save my house that I felt rather kind of lumpy. Okay, but she looked at me and she said, "Your face has changed. You've got muscle mass."
And oh, great.
Really perked me up really pretty good. But what was really fun was when she did the test that she had done on me earlier. I think maybe 5 months ago, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Really, some key factors were just unbelievable. My immune system had gone up. She said, "When I did this test on you last time, your T cell count was extremely low and you couldn't fight anything. You know, you couldn't ward off anything." And she said, "It's in a totally healthy zone now." I felt like I was in a totally healthy zone now. I still have paperwork and decisions made so I can stop these dippy doopy doppies in Texas from foreclosing on my land. But hey, what can I say? I'm a combination of the gifted people that I know and the help that they are. Sherry's been a very big help. I love Patricia and Paul Bragg's apple cider vinegar drinks. I use apple cider vinegar every day. Every time I turn around, it's included in something. Like there's some new chemistry that's coming out for weight loss that includes apple cider vinegar is what makes it work. So, Patricia, I just want to thank you for continuing the tradition. Go to our website and see. I don't have time to tell you all the wonderful things about the different sponsors of this program, from randyshannon.com to El Pinto Front to Coning Company Cleaning Your Station to Strong Medicine of Kayani, and that's exactly what that name means. It's a Coinkit name. The Galactic Federation, for any of you that are really interested in our galactic neighbors, and believe me, we have them, and the message is that they've landed a lot in the recent months, and that's not something to be afraid of. We would probably have been in World War III without them. We have drvalerie.com, where you can get a free emotional clearing session, complimentary, they say, and Longevity for essential minerals. Just so many good things that if we could do all of this stuff, it would be absolutely amazing. Back to our discussion. What were you saying, Randy, before we...
We were talking about the bankruptcy court.
Finish a sentence, okay? Because I think I was in the middle of one. Mm-hmm. You can do everything right, and they can ignore you.
That's correct. I've seen that plenty. Bottom line, what just to summarize for the listeners what Val is talking about, if you're claiming bankruptcy,
when you put all of your liabilities on the ledger for the bankruptcy court, that it goes through what is known as a trustee. The trustee is the decider of what goes where, who gets what. They kind of lord over the case. And then whatever they say to the judge is typically what goes. They give recommendations. So you put all your assets on one side.
That's, you do that with, meet the trustee privately before you go to court.
I did not witness that. I was in a room full of attorneys and their clients. So nothing
was
private.
Well, that's why I'm saying you have to actually set it up in the private meeting.
Okay.
See, this is how they get to run all over you. If the trustee thinks, now, mind you, the trustee is heavily invested in you not knowing this.
That's correct.
I in the courtroom, I was dealing with a judge. I always do Haynes versus Kerner, which is where the judge, and they'll pretend they don't know what I'm talking about, and then you say, I'm not here to educate the court. Okay? There's things that you say, and when you say them, you put the judge on notice. You put the trustee on notice. When you say those things and you set it up, these other poor people, oh my God, 17 people in front of me lost their homes. Only about an hour for them to be all taken. When they got to me, they didn't get me because I did Haynes versus Kerner. I told them that I was a UCC banker, and that was a mistake to do that in open court on my part. If I'd done that with a C, I could have worked it. But in open court, she couldn't let me get away with that. So she told me that I was not able to file the bond. Okay, in open court. But, see, that was because I didn't realize the power of the trustee. I was all I was concerned about was making it with the judge. I stepped right over it. You have to show them that you know what you're talking about. The same thing with Puerto Rico. I will bet you big bucks that what happens is they say something to you and you go, okay, well, I guess that's the way it is. It isn't the way it is. You have to be strong. This woman, Barbara Anderson, bless her heart. If you ever knew Barbara Anderson, she's one of the coolest people on earth. She does everything meticulous, and she said there was absolutely no reason that she should have lost that. And they just walk right over you, even when you know the facts. So you have to come in there strong. And what we've gotten our advantage now, folks, by the way, I tried to contact a lawyer in Florida who's really onto this stuff. I'll find his name for you, Randy, and turn him on. He's winning cases in Florida.
Are you talking about Mark Stoppa?
Yeah, Mark Stoppa.
Yes.
I called
he's
him.
He's fantastic. He's fantastic.
Floridian. I don't know if he practices in other states, but any Floridian, call Mark Stoppa. Okay.
And he specializes in what?
Foreclosures.
Oh, okay.
And he's winning, Randy. Obviously, he knows the right things to say because you actually have to learn the language of the Admiralty Court, and you have to know it rock solid or they'll trick you. For instance, when I went to court because I wanted to fight my traffic ticket, and one of the first things I did was I asked for a trial by jury, and they told me that they couldn't afford it. And I just started laughing. He said, you're going to tell me you can't afford my constitutional rights? Well, I don't have constitutional rights in an Admiralty Court. And once you get that, the whole world changes. So you have different language. So she said to me, well, what were you driving? And I said, when you got the ticket? And I said, a car. And she said, and she laughed. And then she wrote what she wrote, and then I came back because I pleaded not guilty. Well, it comes to be that I should have said motorized vehicle.
And you, Valerie, you were not driving, you were traveling, and there's a difference.
More than that, but it had to do, it also had to do with being in a motorized vehicle rather than a car. I found that out later.
Yes.
You have to be traveling in a motorized vehicle, not in a car. And then you don't. Then you're traveling. That's the category. Somehow the word car changes everything. Anyway, I made a grand show, whether I knew about the darn car or not. And by the time I got to the court hearing, Sherry coached me through this one. By the time I got to the court hearing, they didn't want to touch me. They put me on a list of people that they had decided, you know, hadn't done anything serious enough, and there were about four or five of us when we got out into the hallway. It turned out we'd all done the same thing. Yeah, so
well, when I witnessed that bankruptcy court, basically the girl did this ledger deal where she put her birth certificate number on the asset side and all the liabilities on the liability side. And the trustee literally openly made fun of her. And because he was loud about it, other attorneys that were nearby in earshot, there was about four or five of them that close to their table. There was many more at the back. Those attorneys were laughing and mocking her. The trustee mocked her. And at the end of the day, she wrote a complaint, and he removed himself from being the trustee.
Well,
and then I never heard after that.
I'm not real sure on it, but I actually think it should have been on the liability side, not the asset side.
Well, it is an asset, and allegedly when you put it in there, because it's worth, according to Judge Dale, hundreds of millions of dollars. And what I understand Judge Dale did, now I cannot confirm any of this, but what I understand Judge Dale did is claim bankruptcy, and when he claimed bankruptcy the first time, he received somewhere around 150, 60 million. He waited 6 months and claimed it again, which I don't even know if that's possible. And got $140 million the second go-round. That's what I was told by somebody who was a listener on my calls who claimed that they emailed back and forth with Judge Dale. Now, was any of that true? I cannot confirm any of that. So I'll hearsay, but it's interesting.
Yeah, do you have his email address, any chance?
I don't have anything on him. I wouldn't even know the first way to contact that person.
Oh, I definitely am going to do this. But second of all, I really think that she put, I don't think it's considered an asset. And I think that's why you get paid. I think it's considered a liability because you haven't been paid.
And just for the listeners, when I said that we punched in my Social Security number, the birth certificate has numbers also. It's on bond paper, which means it's being traded. It's bond paper. And
right.
So that's in the market. It's making hundreds of millions of dollars. And yet no one tells you about it. And again, is this true or not? Have I met anyone who ever received even 1 cent on it? Nope, I have not.
Oh, you're
don't
about
know anyone.
To.
Okay,
about
well,
to.
I would love to witness it. I would love to witness it.
Intuitively, when I saw this, I just laughed because I knew that somehow it was right. And anyway, the way to stop him, he tells me you how to get the bankruptcy forms. I'm going to actually don't even have the money to pay somebody to do the bankruptcy forms. I'm going to actually just go there and do exactly what he said. I've got in. Remember when we had Norma Jaeger on the show?
I don't remember that one.
Norma Jaeger was the first woman in the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, sure. Yep.
She's the only stock person I know, so I couldn't find her telephone number either, but I found her email. So I've emailed Norma Jaeger, and we'll see what happens. One way or another, it looks like I'm going to have to file bankruptcy to stop him, because even though you read my letter and you thought it was terrific,
mm-hmm.
I don't trust him. I think they can go right ahead and roll right over, because that's exactly what was told to me by Barbara as well. She said there was everybody that looked at her paperwork said it was a winner, and yet the judge just ran right over it.
Valerie? So, interesting.
Yeah,
May I say something? I use bankruptcy to stop two foreclosures. So it will stop the foreclosures, but it is a temporary thing. So you have to know that, and so while it is stopped, you only have like 2 or 3 months before they come at you again. So you have to really nail down your information of what you're going to do during that time, because they will come back at you again. It doesn't completely stop it.
Oh, it totally doesn't. In fact, what they do is they send you paperwork that excludes the house from the bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called. Do you remember, Sherry?
No.
Paul is sounding awfully quiet. I haven't heard a peep out of him.
I'm bewildered by the complexity of the whole process. I had no idea.
Really? Well,
I would love if you would dive.
You're a rich man, Paul. You're totally a rich man. And why I'm going to try this thing is that I got a lot more confidence than I had 7 years ago when I stood up in front of Judge Mack. Okay? I wasn't really... It's like she questioned me in certain ways to see how good I was at it, and I failed. I knew that I hadn't been strong enough for her. Because if I'd been strong enough for her, I could have written the note, and the note would have paid off everybody. But see, what I like about this and why I have to try it, it looks like it gives me access to those funds. Now, people can say they don't want to try it or whatever, but I'm in a spot where this is the solution that intrigues me. I won't have any trouble, Sherry, if I get $167 million taking care of any bills or anything that's going to happen. I mean, you know, they'll probably end up paying off the bank claim or whatever, and I said I'd never pay the bank. But if I win this, and I could, because I'm a Leo dragon, and I'm dangerous when I'm annoyed. And I am thoroughly annoyed.
Paul, I can tell you when we punched in my Social Security number that I saw 3,600 companies that were trading it. And I saw electric companies. I saw every utility. I saw grocery stores. Kroger pops in my mind about it. I mean, and all of these companies are trading basically my bond number and apparently yours and Val's and Sherry's.
I'm sure everybody's
fascinating. It's fascinating. Well,
but is this anything to do with us being cattle? There's a thing that was written.
It's a combination of a whole lot of things, I think.
There's a thing that was written in the 1880s by a banker talking about Americans as cattle. They're just like cattle, and they were trading cattle. So what's our value? I mean, how does that work? Do you know?
Go ahead, Sherry.
We are the surety for the debt. So when the bankruptcy happened in 1933, they turned us, they created our name into a fiction, which is the all capital letters. So that gave them the power, and that Social Security number is connected to that all capital letter name. So that gave them the power by basically stealing our identity, and they trade this on Wall Street, and they do make millions of dollars off of us. So
I don't understand why trading us. I don't get it.
Because they're making money off of us.
I don't get how they make money. I don't get the value of trading the names of people that have been born. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But I know
it's what you're saying.
So many
is true.
People are talking about it.
I know what you're saying is true, but I just don't see the value of how it means anything.
Well, to those that are doing it, it means a lot because they're creating this wealth for themselves. And we are totally excluded from it.
Well, I do understand that. I understand that we've been excluded from wealth. That we've been created as corporations. That's part of the deal that I like so much in this, because the deal that I like so much in this is the fact that you have to have agreement with both parties. So if you remove consent, you take a look at the traffic ticket thing. If you write, "I do not consent," I think that's it. I'm not sure exactly right now. I'm teasing you all. You have to go spend a dollar at the website. If you do that within 3 days, everything disappears.
Yes, it's all about contract. But we were not told about this, so we were not given a choice.
Right, but people that know about this do this. So if you get any kind of a ticket out there, guys, you want to take a look at this paper, you know?
Yes.
Well, I'm just curious what Paul's thoughts are on the Social Security being the only contract that people are bound to by law, and it's signed for by a parent when the child is a minor. How can they be held to it when they hit 18, if that's
less
considered?
Less than a minor. I mean, like, a minor implies 10 or 11 or something like that. We're talking birth. We're talking
right. So how is that child bound to it? How did I get bound for the rest of my life for something
because
that my
mom
did when I was a minor?
Because we agreed. We didn't disagree, and that's the whole secret. of this thing. It takes both parties have to agree, and we think they're right, and we do what they say. But there's a way to disagree, and this is all about you being able to disagree strongly and intelligently. But Paul, I sure want to have your input. Are you there?
I'm here.
Checking to see if you were snoring. I know you got in at 3:00.
What's your thoughts on that contract, Paul?
I keep fading in and out.
You do.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I think he's faded out again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would be interested if you have any experts in the field. It's interesting. I mean, somebody literally in the government, I would like to hear how we're bound to a contract that was signed for not by us.
I just love that.
I want
but you know what
I'm
occurring to
that.
Me, one of those things that I left off the letter was I don't agree to this. I do not agree to what's happening here. You do not have my consent. It could be that simple. Or it could
be
one of those series of that simple things.
Mm-hmm.
There is a process. It's called a revocation of your signature. So you can revoke all your signatures.
Yeah, but it was your mother's signature.
How do you do
Pardon
that?
Pardon me?
But it was your mom's signature.
It was our mom's signature. But when we turn 18, which is called the age of majority, that's when we're supposed to make our claim, but we were never told about that.
Okay, so these people that are going through that process, because I've known about that process or have heard about it for the last year, who's actually gained from that? I want to see a living, breathing example of anybody.
Well,
yes.
Right now, I'm a what do you call it? I had a chemistry lab at laboratory when I was a kid, Randy, and I just went in and I would try different things to see how they worked.
Right.
And so I'm just going to do this because I did the other side of this, and I see where I fouled up with a judge. I was not sure enough on certain of my language. And she started questioning me to make sure I knew what I knew, because she knew I knew something. But she tricked me, and that's what they do, is they trick you. And they throw other stuff at you, and you say, no, admiralty law requires consent on both sides. I don't consent. You know, you can say whatever you want to say. See, most people are not, by the time you're in bankruptcy, you're normally beaten down. Okay, so you're going to, you think this is just the way it works. And it isn't just the way it works. It's the way they do it. It's not going to work for you.
I just want one person to stand up and tell us why. There's a great video out there. Carrie, you're going to have to back me on this one. It's the one where the film producer, he's passed away now of cancer, and he went to every of the high-ups in the Internal Revenue Department and asked him where the law is that states that we have to pay. But what was that guy's name? Do you remember?
I know, and I don't remember either, but I know.
He did incredible. Yeah. He did a phenomenal documentary on that because he went into it a skeptic, like, these people are crazy. It's impossible. There's got to be a law. It's got to be on the books. And it wasn't. And he did it like a 90-minute, two-hour documentary, which was amazing. It was so good.
Yeah, well, that's why I roll over the truth, okay? So you have to be like a rock. You can't get shocked. You can't get thrown off. They try to trick you. They try to get you to say something else, like they did with me with the motorized vehicle. And when I said car, that's why she didn't dismiss it right then, by the way. If I said traveling in a motorized vehicle, my case would have been that would have been traveling. And I would have proved it by knowing that it was a motorized vehicle and not a car. So by the time I get in front of the judge, I got to be rock solid, just rock solid.
Exactly.
I know I can do this.
By the way, I just looked it up. It's Russo, Mr. Russo. I'm not on his first name.
Yeah, Aaron Russo.
Aaron, and it was called Freedom to Fascism, one of the best.
Yes, I remember Aaron Russo. God bless you, Aaron Russo.
Yes, that was so good.
Yes.
That was one of the things that sparked my absolute interest in questioning everything. Why take it at face value? Easter Bunny doesn't exist. Santa Claus doesn't exist. Why do we believe all these things? In the Bible, it talks about it. Do not, you know, partake in the doctrines and traditions of the heathen. Don't partake. Don't believe it all.
Yeah, know? Don't buy everything that you've been told, because they're... When I talked in the earlier part of the program and thanked the men and women that helped us to our freedom, here's a patch of us right here, and there are patches of us all over the place. We have friends, folks, and we keep going in this court. We start revealing them. We get on. One of the things I need help with, I want to expand the airtime. I totally want to expand the airtime and the airline coverage, because I've been trying to get on one of those grandfathered stations for absolute years, and it costs money, and we haven't gotten it, so we need to get our money. Any way that you can contribute or help, please go over to Happily 200 and do that, because that money and anything we're doing here, including the Thrive HGH, actually will go to creating a healthier, happier America, because Thrive HGH, I got measurements on it. My chart that had been taken like 4 or 5 months earlier was now significantly altered, and I know darn well how I did that, okay? And I did it with Thrive HGH, and I am so eternally grateful to my friend Beverly for turning me on to it. You have no idea. 2 minutes, oh my God. Randy, any last thing you want to say?
Well, I'm just, you know, excited that we have kind of brought up some of this information, and I hope we can bring an expert on. I hope somebody was listening from the government that can come on and tell us why are we bound. Let's get to the answers.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Paul, if you faded back in, are you here? Do you have a last sentence?
Well, you know, I wish I could make a contribution vis-a-vis an internal government contact, but I'm absolutely stunned and bewildered, because I have very little experience
You only have one sentence.
Well, a lot of tears from friends who have gone through the bankruptcy process, and they're all still bleeding.
Yeah.
Sherry,
I'll look into it to see if there's anybody from the government who's...
That would be awesome. Thank you, Paul.
Okay, this program has been brought to you by Kirk Argan, Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, ConingCommittee.com, Happily200.com, HeavenIncorporated.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denner, Dr. Joel Wallach, Tippi Hedren, Deepak Chopra, Carol Channing, Ed Astor, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Chris Burgard, Paul the Plumber, Terry Cole Whitaker, Sherry St. Vincent, David R., descendant of King David's, RandyShannon.com, and that's Randy with an I, Edward F. Group III, Shalene Nightingale, DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue our work. Norma Yeager, God bless you. Please call me this week. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jacklin, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, and our research director, Ron Hayes. To John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you've given us over the years. A big thanks to our webmaster, Joseph Chung. Merci beaucoup to Bette Magen for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Be kind to yourself. Go over to happily200.com, please, and help us out, and we'll send you the document.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through, now your heart is open.